Welcome to Tardi Mecha Parsha. My name is Adina Schmidman. We find ourselves now in difficult and challenging times. Please join us on Thursday, October 26th, the 11th of Cheshvan, to commemorate Rachel Imenu's Yahrzeit. Hear words of inspiration from Rebbetzin Peshi Neuberger, Mrs. Slavi Young-Rice-Wolf, and Mrs. Chava Prell. You can find the sign-up link on the ouwomen.org/Tehillim23 webpage. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the memory of the Kedoshim, the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines. And now for this week's Parsha.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study Parshas Lech Lecha. Sometimes we feel pulled down. We find ourselves just going through the motions. Where do we find the strength to do more than put one foot in front of the other, to go against the tide, to walk when we feel weak, to walk when our hearts are broken, when we feel overwhelmed and paralyzed? This week, the Parsha teaches us how to walk and gives us strength to do our own Lech Lecha. Parak Yud Beis, chapter 12, begins with Hashem's words to Avraham of Lech Lecha, go to the land I will show you. At this point, still called Avram, he obeys, and at the age of 75 with his wife, who is here called Sarai, and his nephew Lot, Avram travels to Eretz Canaan. But there is a famine in the land, and Avraham and Sarah leave to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. They introduce themselves as brother and sister. Sarah is kidnapped and taken to Paro. Paro is punished and releases her and sends them off with many presents. In Parak Yud Gimel, chapter 13, Avraham continues to travel through the land and spread monotheism. Both Avraham and Lot had become very wealthy in Mitzrayim, and there was a fight between their shepherds. Avraham tells Lot to choose anywhere to live and that he will go elsewhere, and Lot moves to Sodom. Hashem then promises Avraham that as far as he could see, all this land would be his. And then Lot is captured in Parak Yud Dalet, chapter 14, during the war between the four and five kings. Avraham hears of his troubles and wages war against the four kings, saving the hostages and, of course, Lot. He asks for nothing in return and declares that he wouldn't take anything, even a shoelace or string. In Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, this is the monumental experience of Bris Bein Habsarim. This is where Hashem promises Avraham a nation and a land, but also that they will go through the pain and suffering of exile. In Perek Tezayin, chapter 16, Sarah advises Avraham to marry her maidservant Hagar, since Sarah had still not had her first child. Hagar becomes pregnant and begins to despise and look down on Sarah. Sarah disciplines her and Hagar flees. An angel promises her that she will have a child who will become a mighty nation and instructs her to return. In Perek Yud Zion, chapter 17, our final chapter, this is where Avraham is given the mitzvah of Bris Milah, not only for him, but for his entire household. Avram's name is changed to Avraham, and Sarai's to Sarah. So this Parsha, we are truly introduced to Avraham Avinu, our father Avraham. And unlike the introduction of Noah, who is called Ish Tzadik Tamim B'dorosav, we are told actually nothing about Avraham in the way of introduction or explanation. Why is that? Avraham is perhaps the most important human being ever to have lived. Why doesn't he get an opening description? Instead, the Parsha begins with Hashem instructing Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha mimoladetecha umibeis avicha el haaretz asher areka. Go from your land, from your birthplace, and from your father's house to the land I will show you. The Ramban asks this question and notes that even the command itself is interesting. Avraham is not being told, Hisalech lefanai, walk before me, sishma bekoli, listen to my voice, and then I will be good to you. That we have seen many times in Tanakh, both to individuals like David and Shlomo and to our nation as a whole. Avraham is just told to go to this land, and he's promised all sorts of blessings. I'll make you into a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Why? Just for moving to Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban therefore concludes that there are hints here to a backstory, the story that we only know from Medrash about all of the attempts of Avraham to teach monotheism to the world in Or Kasdim, and how he was so persecuted, imprisoned, and almost killed there that he had to escape and go to Haran. According to Ramban, Hashem was telling him, Avraham, your plan was a good one. Keep it. Continue it. But do it in my land. There you will be successful. You will achieve your goals. These blessings were Hashem's way of telling him, Avraham, I will support your efforts and stand behind you. So actually, there is a person, Avraham, who's being introduced to us here. He is a searcher, a philosopher, a teacher, a fighter for truth and goodness. He is someone who has already been practicing Lech Lecha. And in this parsha, Hashem helps him over the finish line. Let your journey bring you home. This Sfas Emes has a different perspective. He comments on the Ramban's question that this phrase of Lech Lecha is a description of Avraham. This Sfas Emes tells us something huge. Avraham heard the call of Hashem, Lech Lecha. But the truth is, Hashem had been calling to all mankind since the beginning of time. Hashem cries out, I am here, see me, follow me. And one man heard and one man followed, not because Hashem was speaking only to him, but because only he was paying attention. Who is Avraham? And how did he become Avraham? How does one person do so much, build so much, help so many? How does he stand up for goodness and truth and God against everyone else in his generation? And how did he discover truth in a world of lies? The answer is perhaps in the title he is called by, and that many of his descendants are called by too, Ivri. What is an Ivri? The Medrash Rabbah explains, the name Kol Ha'olam Kulo Me'Aver Echad, the Hu Me'Aver Echad. The entire world stood on one side and he on the other. The Medrash is not just telling us what he did, but the person he was. He was someone who was not afraid to stand up for his beliefs, even if it meant standing alone. It's fascinating to notice when Jews are called Ivri. It's almost always when we are in the minority, when we are noticed as different, when we stand alone, like Yosef, alone in Mitzrayim, like the Jews in Mitzrayim. And in those places in the Torah, Mefarshim explained the name, connecting us back to our father, who wasn't afraid to stand alone. In fact, the Pasuk, the verse where Avram is called Ivri, is in chapter 14, our parsha, Vayavo ha-palit, Vayaged la-Avram ha-Ivri. This is the story of Avraham daring to wage war virtually alone against the four kings, four world powers, in order to save his nephew Lot. In fact, there is a powerful Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara discusses the verse in Shir HaShirim, Ma yafu pa'amayich ba'na'alim bas nadiv. Your footsteps are beautiful, the daughter of the generous one. The Gemara teaches that this nadiv in the pasuk is a reference to Avraham. That when we walk up to the Beis HaMikdash, we are associated with Avraham. The Gemara there reminds us that Avraham is the first of all converts, all gerim. There is obviously no one who defines the word Ivri or the idea of Lech Lecha more than a convert. And this was our Avraham, the first of all converts, the first of all walkers. When we are Ole Regal going up to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem tells us, I want you to remember who you are. You are the child of Avraham Avinu. I want you to walk like him. Wherever you are walking from and whatever situation you are in, as you walk to my Beis HaMikdash, walk like an Ivri, like a Ger, a convert, like an Avraham Avinu. So how do we become an Ivri? Perhaps we can gain some insight from this very first verse, this very first Lech Lecha of Avraham. Let's go back to the Pasuk. Lech Lecha me'artzecha mimoladetecha mi'beis avicha. Many question why the need for so many points of departure. If Hashem was telling him to go to Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't he just say so? And so many of these details are redundant. Obviously, if Avraham is leaving his country, he would need to leave his father's home. The order is also interesting. When one leaves on a journey, he first leaves his home, then his hometown, and only then his country. But here, Avraham is told to do it in reverse. Many address this question. The Or HaChaim explains that while it is painful to separate from one's country, our ties to our hometown and of course our family are even stronger. And thus Hashem's words are in order of difficulty. And Avraham will be rewarded for each challenge. It was also to let him know that unlike his departure last time from Or Kasdim, when he was accompanied by all of his relatives, this time Avraham is being told, you're not only leaving your country, but your family and your parents. The Ksav HaKabbalah teaches that there are two types of journeys. One is physical and one is philosophical. And the truth is, these are not identical journeys. When one is leaving on a physical journey, he first leaves his home, then his town, and then his country. But when one is changing philosophies, mindsets, and theories, it is far easier to separate from his country's way of thinking than that of his family. And this order actually informs us of what is really going on here. Hashem is letting Avraham know that this is to be a philosophical journey, that as much as he was an independent thinker when he lived in Or Kasdim and Haran, his intellectual journey was just beginning. Dovetailing with this, Rav Hirsch notes something very unusual about the trup. The cantillation notes, there is an asnachta under mi beis avicha, meaning the verse is divided into two phrases, go from your land, your birthplace, your father's home, and as a separate thought, to the land I will show you. There is purpose and achievement in just the fact that you are going, journeying, separate from your actual destination. So we're getting closer to understanding this journey. This is not just a journey of location, of geography, but of philosophy, and there is tremendous value in the journey itself. The final perspective on this pasuk I'd like to share is the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar explains that this verse, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimoladetecha Mibeis Avicha, talks about the concentric circles of relationships we have with the people around us. Avraham had been connected to his country, to the people who live in his town, to his family. And Hashem is telling Avraham, I get it. I know what I'm asking you to do. It's hard to bid farewell to all these three relationships at once, your country, your hometown, and your family. But there's another relationship, a fourth one, that is more fundamental than all of these. And that is your relationship to yourself. Lech lecha, go and find yourself. There in Haran, in Or Kasdim, you'll never truly be you. Eretz Yisrael is your home. It is there that you will discover who you are. In fact, Chazal tell us that Adam was created from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Traveling to Eretz Yisrael is therefore traveling to your roots. Go find you. Go discover you. Go become you. It is interesting that there seem to be two very different Avrahams. The Avraham that is Ivri, unafraid to stand up against the entire world. The Avraham who rejected idols, who waged war against the four mighty kings. But then there is another Avraham. The gentle Avraham. The Avraham who saves hostages, who cares for his guests in next week's Parsha. The Avraham who embodied the Midah of Chesed, kindness. The Ivri who stands alone. And the ultimate connector, the Av Hamon Goyim. But of course, that is just when we read the story superficially. It is only an Ivri, a person who has learnt to choose and discern and relentlessly and tirelessly walk the journey of Lech Lecha to discover truth, to learn what Hashem wants of him, and then have the courage to live it. This is a person who is truly free and truly capable of choosing kindness even during time of pain, and compassion when people around him behave with cruelty and violence. It's fascinating to think about the conclusion of this first communication to Avraham, where Hashem gives him, we might say, the objective of the directive of Lech Lecha, and that is actually V'heyei Bracha. My ultimate plan for you and your children is that you be a blessing. Once you achieve the strength to stand strong and stand alone, Heyei Bracha, be a giver and be a light. And here we stand today, in a world where we feel excruciating pain. I don't think any of us has processed or can process the magnitude of what we have lost. And yet, we'd be blind not to see the beautiful Bas Nadiv, the children of Avraham HaIvri all around the world, and especially in our homeland Eretz Yisrael, children of Avraham who choose not to be paralyzed by pain and despair, but to mobilize, to be a force of good, to share their hearts, to share their homes, to share whatever light they can offer. The courage of our soldiers, the fortitude and forbearance of those who have had to leave their homes, the strong wives of those who have been called to the front, the tens of thousands of volunteers, the money that's been sent, the laundry that's been done, the food that's been cooked, the Torah that's been studied as a zchus, and how many times has Tehillim been said? But what does all this mean? It means that we live by the truths we have inherited from Avraham Avinu, truths of faith, of love, and of goodness. And just like the Lech Lecha at the start of our parsha, the final chapter of this parsha begins with another message of his Halech Lefanai, walk before me, and we, Avraham's children, we walk. Yes, sometimes we are numb, and sometimes we do just put one foot in front of the other. But then we look around. We see all the other children of Avraham around us. We are inspired, we are empowered, and we walk. Thank you for studying together.